Welcome once again to Everyday English. In the previous lesson, we examined the meaning of the word sanction as a verb, and then as a noun. One general lesson we learned from the discussion of sanction was that one could put the wrong intention across if one did not understand the meaning of a word.
Agreed. We saw that. But what is the remedy?
Part of the remedy is to look up the meaning of a word whose use we're not sure of. For example, we saw that contrary to practice, the word sanction, when used as a verb, can never mean punishment or a threat or blame. It always means
permit. Give permission for something to be done. Approve.
As in this sentence.
I'm not willing to sanction publication of these poems by C&T and Co. Not much is known about them.
And that means
I am not willing to authorize publication of the poems by that company.
That is, sanction as a verb. As a noun, it can carry a similar meaning. That is,
permission or authorization to carry out an action.
As in,
you need the sanction of the council to appoint an acting chairman.
And this is an example of the use of sanction as a noun to mean permission. There is another use of sanction as a noun which we refer to, and that has punitive implications.
Specifically, when used in the sense you are referring to, it means a set of measures taken by a group of governments against another government whose activities violate certain internationally accepted principles.
This is what is referred to as an international sanction or economic sanction. It is in this context alone that the noun sanction is used to refer to punishment or blame. An example of this use is this.
Law and order collapsed in the country after 6 months of heavy economic sanctions. Essential commodities were scarce and they skyrocketed.
Prices skyrocketed, and those who had the means or could afford it fled the country.
These were some of the consequences of the imposition of economic sanctions by the international community.
And now, the final use of sanction as a noun. In this sense, the noun sanction means a reason which prevents people in a community from misbehaving or disobeying rules and regulations. Listen again.
Is imprisonment one such reason?
I think so, because imprisonment can be a reason for not misbehaving or for not committing a crime.
So you mean imprisonment is a sanction?
Yes, because
imprisonment is a possible sanction against peddling cocaine.
Imprisonment is a possible sanction against peddling cocaine. The fear of going to prison is a sanction against peddling cocaine.
But is imprisonment the only sanction against drug peddling?
I don't think so. There must be other sanctions.
One such sanction is public disgrace.
Therefore, we can say disgrace in the eyes of the public is a powerful sanction against cocaine peddling. Sanction, a noun, meaning a reason why people behave, obey laws rather than disobey them. Now, here's a short exchange in which Ajo and Kofi tell some of their personal experiences of reasons why they themselves or others had to behave, that is, the sanctions because of which people had to behave.
Yes, as I was saying, we got up one morning to see an unusually tall figure of about 4 meters high, dressed in white calico.
How horrifying!
The figure had three separate hurriedly carved elephantine heads on its torso, with one huge enveloping cap on them.
That sounds to me like a giant juju figure.
Well, it was, or so it seemed to us. And lying prostrate under this giant figure, and near one of the mango trees, was our friend Kofi Babone.
Oh, Kofi!
Babone had gone there at night to pluck a mango.
Is he dead?
No one knows. But for the first time, all of us have sworn not to go near Mama Budu's garden at night again.
Is Babone dead?
We hope he will be revived. But that strange figure...
Can that figure be held responsible for Babone's state? And can the presence of an idol be a sufficient sanction against stealing mangoes at night?
Well, that's what Mama Budu believes.
And do you share that belief?
Well, for the first time in our lives, all of us boys in that dormitory have discovered to what extent we are religious or superstitious. Obviously, the fear of death in such circumstances should be a sufficient sanction against reckless behavior.
I can't blame you. In fact, your situation reminds me of a similar one when we were at the Nsueni Girls Boarding School.
Yes, I think I read about the unaccounted for appearance of heaps of rotten fish behind a dormitory.
Yes, each time we planned to go on a demonstration against our headmistress, we woke up the next morning to find heaps and heaps of rotten herrings behind our dormitory.
So?
So we resolved not to plan a demonstration ever against the headmistress.
We heard she was a witch.
We all thought so. And the prospect of getting up in the morning to find heaps of rotten herrings behind our dormitory window was a strong enough sanction against conspiracy and demonstration.
That was a sanction indeed.
I would have said so too. Now, we've met examples of a third use of the noun sanction in the dialogue. Here, sanction means a reason which prevents people from misbehaving or acting disobediently or illegally. That's all for now, listeners. We wish you a good day. Goodbye.